Today's show is brought to you by Halo Cigs, the premium electronic cigarette and e-liquid all made in America at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Anthony's here.
I got here again.
You did?
Yeah.
They let you back in the building.
Well, I started wandering around last week.
Yeah.
You end up back here.
Yeah, you pulled your Helen Keller out in the parking lot. We found you 3 days ago.
Oh, my God. Doing visuals.
I'm sorry for all the deaf.
I didn't want to make that noise. I got him too. I'm so happy.
Hey, you made me make a whole lot of noise there. Anthony. Hey, Philippius.
Get buzz up.
We're doing one of your favorite bits at the top of the show.
That's eating.
That is eating. Ladies and gentlemen, right here, get our eating music. We have a satchel of Taco Bell. Now, what were you telling me about the bag?
Read it.
You could have ordered this on your phone.
Told you.
Screw you. Well, you know, every time we go to the drive-thru,
yes,
and Anthony went with me,
you could have avoided that.
We always encounter the hag that has her phone out. And
yes,
she's reading off ingredients to the Taco Bell people.
I am so glad you brought that up. There is no reason why some people should be employed. That's all I'm saying.
Anthony didn't get along too well with
she messed
the
up
server
on my Mountain Dew Freezy. And then she said that there's two different options between the Mountain Dew. There's blue one
microphone
and the red one.
Right.
And I told her the Sangrita. Even though I don't know.
Sangrita?
Yeah, and I never heard of a sangrita, a sangria.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And then I had to tell her, yes, I want sangrita. Six times. And after like the sixth time, then she finally gets it.
Then she finally figured it out after that.
It's a lot of food over there.
It is a lot of food. I'm trying to get it because Taco Bell released these new fiery.
I'm not looking for it. I'm already bitter.
Yeah.
There's napkins in there because
there are napkins.
I'm gonna need some to blow my nose and wipe my ass.
All right. So so what we have here is we have the Taco Bell's new Daredevil grillers, the habanero hot griller, the chipotle spicy hot griller, and the ghost pepper griller. So let's
burning
those three over
the
lip there
tonight.
They're probably the hottest one is probably like as hot as El Pato sauce.
Pass that over to lip there. Those are Philippius.
Oh, yeah, I'm over here trying to steal food. I don't even want to try.
Why don't you want to try? You don't. Well, you are.
I can make my own at home.
You said it's not your it's not real food.
Well, it's real food because you can chew on it, but it's not real Mexican food.
All right, so let's start from the coolest one, and here's some napkins for the dirty. Oh, there's my mic.
Okay,
so those of you that are just joining us, we are trying the Taco Bell grillers.
Oh.
The Daredevil grillers. And Philippius, I have a whole lot of sauce here if you guys want any of that. There's some of that. Philippius likes the salsa verde.
I wish we can hire a body double to take my place.
You really don't want to do this taste right now. All right, let's start with the mild one, which is the chipotle griller. Let's start with the mild one, which is chipotle.
Chipotle. Got it.
Let's go with the chipotle griller. There it is right there. Lip, you can hold yours up too. For those of you watching us. Lip. that's where the hot goes in.
Teenagers work there.
Yeah, they do.
Put their finger in there.
It's not a finger.
Look, there's a finger in your chipotle.
Did you ask for a special sauce?
That looks kind of...
That looks like your finger when you smashed it with a salsa cutter. That's gross.
That's a pretty fat finger.
All right. I'm going to take a bite here. See, here it goes. The Chipotle Daredevil Griller from Taco Bell.
Oh.
Smells chemically, as expected.
Oh my God, I don't like the smell.
Okay. There's something crunchy in there. I wasn't expecting that.
Fritos.
Oh, Anthony!
Oh, gross.
I'm so glad that was not on camera.
It's Fritos.
Why?
That was disgusting. Oh my God.
It is disgusting.
I know, but the rest of us are eating.
Oh.
Okay.
I told you I didn't want to do this.
All right, then don't eat anymore.
No, I'll try the other one.
No. You're excused. Don't eat anymore. That was
I'm going to eat.
You turned my freaking stomach right now, but you just spit. spitting the food back
out. I'm glad
out
I was looking at the monitor.
In your napkin.
I'm his dietitian. He won't be able to eat food around me.
All right. What was that? What is the crunch lip? Was that Fritos or something?
Fiery Fritos, I believe.
Okay, and I
that's
bit
what
the,
makes
okay
it fiery?
And I bit the wrong one.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I bit the habanero, and it's not good.
Yeah, when you decide to participate in this show, you let me know. All right, so, Lip, what is your take on the Chipotle?
Tastes like a burrito. This is a burrito, right?
Yeah, it's a griller is what they call it, a griller.
Well, it looks like a burrito to me. It's kind of dry.
Okay.
I expected it to be a little bit more moist.
Okay, I can see that.
And
have you gotten down to...
I don't
to
really taste any Chipotle in here.
Okay. Have you gotten down to the, like, cheese aspect?
I don't think so.
Okay. My first bite into the Chipotle griller, it was dry as well.
I felt it was dry.
But once I take another bite down in where the actual sauce is...
I'm getting there.
You're getting there? That's, of course, the way Taco Bell rolls everything in separation.
It's layered.
But it wasn't, it's not the most appealing thing to the mm-hmm eye, but I didn't get any spice, but I have a high tolerance for spice.
It wasn't spicy at all.
What did you think about it, Ann?
When I bit into it, all I felt is this weird squishiness.
Yeah.
It's got this cheese that ain't real cheese and this meat that's really just kind of grainy.
Yeah.
I did not like it.
Okay.
I did not spit this one out.
Good. I'm glad you didn't spit this one out, because good Lord, you almost spit out your whole radio career. All right, let's go to the...
I went into shock for a while. I didn't know what to say.
I'm just glad the camera was not on, because that was gross. Disgusting. But I understand. That's your visceral reaction. All right, let's go to the hot one, the habanero. That was the ghost pepper, right? No, it wasn't. What was
the
that
one we just say was a Chipotle.
The Chipotle, mild. So let's go over to the... habanero hot. This is the medium temperature one. Is that the one that you tried the first time?
Yes.
What was your take on it? You didn't like it, so tell us why.
I did not like it. I did not.
I'm going right to the middle this time, Liv.
There was this initial touch that just made my stomach turn.
You didn't like it.
And then I spit it out, so I had a really quick flavoring touch, but not enough to separate it because my mind could not handle that process.
Okay.
So, I found that little red thing I was telling about.
What was that little red thing?
It's not a Frito.
What is it?
I think it's like a taco shell just colored red because it has no flavor.
They could have left that out. Is
bland.
It just a crunch factor?
I guess.
Okay, I see it. It looks like a chip.
Yeah, I don't like that. All right, if I'm going in
weird
for a bite.
Tastes like water.
I broke mine in half. I broke mine in half so I could get right to the gooey. So let's. I'm going to take a bite here.
Okay. I don't. What do you think? How are we feeling on that?
I'm waiting for the heat.
Well, they're not hot at all.
I got
no
spice at all.
No spicy at all. I'm not getting any spice out of this one.
I think I forgot to put the habanero in here.
You left out the habanero!
Uh-oh. So, do you think it might taste better if we put the special, like, this red sauce on the next one?
You can try it. Lip, what do you think about the... the habanero pepper, which one is this?
Habanero.
The habanero pepper. What do you think
about
the habanero? Still dry?
I don't like the tortilla.
I think this red stuff in there is killing it. It has no flavor. It's not doing nothing.
I don't know what this red stuff is either.
It feels like a paper in a way.
I think it's some kind of poisonous. I think it's a laxative, actually.
This is the stuff that makes you squirt.
Oh, man. I am not getting any heat out of that. It tastes the same as the first one. I'm not enjoying the red crunch that's inside of it. Taco Bell is known for that chemical nasty taste of their tortillas.
Yes.
Which is what all I'm getting. And so far, out of the 2 out of 3, I haven't enjoyed either one.
Towards the bottom, I got a little bit of heat.
A little bit of it? I'm not getting anything.
I would have to take several bites before I feel something, but it's not hot.
Yeah, I'm not getting any heat out of it.
I feel that there's a lot of hotter things out there.
Well, let's go to the one that they say is really hot, the fiery ghost pepper, and Lip is eating all of his. So.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry.
I have leftover food. You want it?
No. All right, let's go over to the ghost pepper, which is supposed to be the fiery one. Then again, folks, we are, those of you just joining us on Ustream, we are trying the Taco Bell new Daredevil Grillers.
There's three available
at your local Taco Bell for $1. They're just a buck.
Aren't you supposed to dare each other to eat them?
That's why it's
to do something to dare them?
No. Well, we dared Anthony to eat a whole one, and he couldn't even get past the first bite.
No, this is the dare. I just feel I'm subjected to some sort of humiliation.
We'd be humiliated, Anthony, with...
on national TV.
Now, what you did at the beginning of the show, now my advertiser marketing side is coming out, and I kind of wish it was on camera now.
Oh.
Damn it! All right, let's go to the fiery ghost pepper one. Do you still have that one, Anthony?
Yeah.
All right, have you taken a bite out of it yet? No, are you afraid to? I'm going right through the middle lip, going right in for the middle of it.
I'm going to do the bite in.
You're gonna take it from the ass?
Yeah, look at this fat right here.
Fat ass. Look at that ass.
It's spotty, though.
Look at that booty. All right, lip, go ahead and take a bite out of that. I'm going to rip mine in two. There they go with that red tortilla crap again.
I see it.
This tastes like ass.
You know what would be amazing?
What would be amazing?
It looks like, from my angle, it could be bacon. If they would have just put bacon in it.
They would have did bacon.
Saved it.
Yeah, they're too busy folding tacos. All right, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go in for a bite here.
There's some heat there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Oh, yeah.
What?
I got some heat there.
Ugh, you did?
Finally.
All right.
All right, Anthony, go in.
Did
go in for
heat?
The bite.
Oh, yeah.
You did? All right.
Go in for it, Anthony. Just don't spit it out, please.
I think the heat is taking over the whole burrito. This one's the best one.
Oh, this one don't taste bad. I like it.
Oh.
It's all the heat.
Yeah.
We got the heat.
You
got
to eat it from the booty first.
I did. I always take it at the booty.
It's
what?
Not spicy. Yes, you do.
Oh. You don't think it's spicy?
I feel I feel a slight kick.
I'm getting a little bit of a kick. So what's your overall take on it, Anthony? You go first.
I want to refund the money that the company spent on this crap.
What's your take on it, buddy?
I'll probably buy this since it's only $1.
Yeah,
only
the last
this one, though.
The fiery goat.
The other ones I probably used to wipe my butt.
And this was the ghost pepper one. I'm going to say, as I'm still kind of like chewing, I have, Oh, that level was way too down.
What's going
Sorry,
on?
Lip. The fiery one, I got a little bit of the heat, but again, I'm also getting a lot of that chemical tortilla, that
like
Taco Bell.
Like it was made in a huge factory.
Yeah. But it does have a whole lot more heat than the other one. It's not a lot of heat that it's not, you know, my nose isn't running. I'm not turning red. I'm not crying. So it's not fiery hot, but if there's people out there that have a low tolerance for heat, then yes, definitely this.
It'd be perfect.
This would be too hot for you if you have a low tolerance. If you have a high tolerance for heat, this is going to give enough kick. I agree with Philippius that this is the best out of the three because it does have the most heat. And for $1, you know, you can't beat it for $1. If I'm driving around and I want just something real quick that I can throw down my gullet that has no nutritional value whatsoever, I will, I'll grab
it'll
one
be,
of these.
It'll be
you
easy.
Know, I'll grab one of these.
And the the last one that I took a bite out of.
Yeah.
That's the only one I could recommend because I did not spit it right out.
Yeah, you did not spit it out. Because you, you know, because you definitely know, ladies and gentlemen, that it's it's not often that Anthony spits anything out.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
You know it, right? It's true. See, I say once again what you scared to say. When I talked about the kids, you know, it ain't no bad thing. Though sometimes you want to say you ugly son of a bitch. But it's not right, it's not appropriate to say, you stupid motherfucker, you. These little kids, you be saying when your relatives, your niece and nephew come over, you be like, my sister ain't doing a damn thing with this kid. See, that's why I'm opening up a daycare center. When I retire from comedy, I'm opening up to prove to you that I'm trustworthy. I will fuck your kid up. You ain't got to fill out no application. The first 3 months free.
You don't need no hidden videos around the house to see what the fuck is going on. Because when you come to pick your kid up, I'm going to look you in the eye and tell you what the fuck is going on. When you come to pick your kid up and he got a knot on the corner of his head, you say, what happened to my son? I'm going to tell you, I took a hammer and slapped the fuck out of him. Jump it on my goddamn couch. Sit your punk ass down.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with executive producer Philippius and Anthony Frosto. And now it's Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show for August 20th, 2015. Here in Studio D, trying to delete our Ashley Madison profiles. Crap, it's too late.
Uh-oh.
It's your funniest internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, and on AHA Radio, and on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are now accepting your... I shouldn't have took that bite before I went, before the microphones went live. We are now accepting your live tweets on the air, folks. Follow us at FatGuyRadioShow. On Twitter, you can send us a direct message if we follow you. Or actually, we don't have to follow you to send us a direct message. If there's something that you hear on the show that you want to chime in on, Fat Guy Radio Show is also on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show and throw your 2 cents in on the show by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long-distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24-7. And that is there for all of you people that listen to the show when it's not live. Live tweet us when it's live. And, throw your 2 cents in later when you hear something on the show, if you're listening to it on a Friday night or something like that. We love hearing from our listeners, and we're going to do a better job about promoting that and getting you more involved. We want your interaction. This isn't a show about me and just Anthony and just Philippius. It's a show about you. All of our listeners are part of the show as well. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by something very interesting that Amazon is doing. The Amazon Launchpad. This is all new to Amazon, but it's pretty amazing. As a small enterprise like we are, supporting other small enterprise businesses is what will breed the next big thing. So Amazon has a featured section called Launchpad. Launchpad features cutting-edge, unexpected, fresh new items from today's brightest startup companies. These products on Amazon Launchpad through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon feature the Osmo gaming system for iPad, the Coravin 1000 wine system, and an app-enabled robotic ball. These new and fresh items can only be found in the Amazon Launchpad, and you can access it through the special banner on our site or by searching Launchpad at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Those inventions that are on that launch pad at Amazon, they are phenomenal.
They sound brilliant.
Just some of the coolest things I have ever seen and ever witnessed. So,
happy. Go on there and get a bunch of mini robots and let them roam around the room for the show.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
We can put different pictures. Like, we can have Whoopi Goldberg go by. It'll be awesome.
You totally reminded me of something right now, Anthony. I was in my garage, believe it or not. I ventured into my garage and I braved the heat.
You did?
And I found something in my garage. I'm not going to reveal what it is.
An X?
No. Yeah, I found an X in my garage. I'm not going to reveal what it is, but you want to tune in next week because I didn't know that I still had this.
Wait, it's next week?
Next week, next show.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How am I going to survive?
I'm sorry. Ugh. You'll be able to make it through. But hell, the gang's all here, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
A little Bernie Mac at the opening of the show. Took 2 days to bleep all that, but you know what? That scene was just playing through my mind.
I want to go watch The Kings of Comedy.
Is that not one of the greatest movies of all time? So underrated.
One of the best. And Bernie Mac kills it in it.
I miss Bernie Mac.
He's like,
he was teasing me. Yes, I totally miss him too. I have Taco Bell all in my teeth.
Can you do some Bernie Mac?
So do I.
I don't. You know what? It's so hard to just turn on Bernie Mac.
Well, turn him on.
It has to turn him on. It has to be I have to be in the.
It has to be like a Kodak moment.
Yeah,
it can't be after Nasty Taco Bell.
No, it can't. Not right now because
he'll probably burp it up like that's Bernie Mac. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Bust your head open to the white meat. I swear for the Lord, I would. But yeah, Bernie Mac.
There it is. I feel
he is incredible.
Kings of Comedy. I love that. Kings of Comedy was great. Gone way too soon. Just gone way too soon. Oh, just heartbreaking.
I had to follow everything he did.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
He was absolutely amazing. And out of all of those Kings of Comedy, Cedric the Entertainer was on it.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Mac, of course. Steve Harvey was the host.
Yes, he was.
That one skinny, loud guy that makes fun of everybody in the audience. Daryl Hughley or whatever his name is.
Oh, D.L. Hughley.
Was he on there too?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know. But he was
focusing on
he's
the
another
big
short
ones.
One, right?
Oh, yeah. Only one I remember is Bernie Mac and Cedric the Entertainer. And of course, Steve Harvey as the host.
Yeah.
But Cedric the Entertainer was funny as hell on that. I mean, that is that's an old ass movie, man.
How old is it? What, 10 years?
It's got to be 10 years.
Or oh, no, maybe older.
Look, Google when that came out. I want to think it was like 19, because they use like the F word.
Uh-huh.
The one that rhymes with maggot. And you can't use that word
that
in society anymore.
That was mid-90s.
It had to be, because it was acceptable for comedians to use it. If a comedian got on the stage now and used that word,
he'd be thrown off.
Boo.
It'd be boo, hiss, get out. You know, it wouldn't work.
I want to hear that word in comedy bits more.
Why not? I don't think there should be any words that should be removed out of the English language.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, other than that, they should be removed off the face of the planet. Anything Kardashian or Jenner should just be ripped right out of existence.
When are they going to the moon and leaving us?
I don't know. I just can't wait till they get caught up in some type of subway scandal, and then we can just get rid of all of them. yeah, a little foreshadowing there. But when it comes to like those words, like the F word that rhymes mm-hmm. with maggot, if... One sect of people are upset about it, but then yet they...
It was released 2000.
It was in 2000 that came out?
15.
15. Mm. My, how culture has
that was
changed.
August 18th. That was more than half my life ago.
2 days ago.
Yeah, I know. 2 days ago?
In 2000.
Wow.
So we're like on the 15th anniversary of the Kings of Comedy.
I was impressed.
Good timing. Thank you. I'll give myself a bell. But I think, you know
what? You can watch it right now for $2.99.
I was in sixth grade.
I got Amazon Instant Video. It's
you
free.
Did it on there?
You were in the sixth grade?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I am so old.
In 2000?
You were not in the sixth grade. There ain't no way.
I was
going.
In the sixth grade.
Lip was like in kindergarten in 2000. There is no way you're old. You look young. I give it to you. You look young, but there ain't no way in hell you was. In the sixth grade in 2000. I was sitting here. You made my brain click on. I was trying to do the math up in my head. There ain't no way that this boy then went to sixth grade in 2000. That mean that I'm sitting here looking at him. He's got to be what I want to estimate somewhere around 19. No. N to the O. You are not 19. Flip it around. You're 91.
No, hey. I'm not. God. And I like how I had to reach deep inside you to turn him on.
Oh, that's what you were going for. Yes. Oh, you had to reach deep inside to turn me on.
Next time, let's just do a seance.
No, because then her clothes fall off. All right, folks. has anybody seen Out of Compton? Straight Out of Compton.
Yep, sure did.
I've been wanting to.
When are you going to?
I'm just kidding. I didn't see it. I was in California.
Oh, man.
Stay off my beach.
In
you know
San
what?
Diego.
You can have that beach.
I'll take it. You can have all the other pretty people beaches. I'll take the beach that don't get mad when the fat person comes out on the sand. You just see boom.
Like that one day.
When are you, Lip, going to tell people your Friday night ritual? When are you going to come out of your face?
He has a Friday night ritual?
He has a Friday night ritual.
Off and on.
Which has ruined, I put up a Facebook, a Twitter video earlier today that was proven that I have no friends. It's just me riding in my car by myself, just sitting there all alone.
Yeah, we spend millions of dollars.
That's what I want to say, America. That's what I want to say. I was just sitting there by myself. I had no friends. Nobody was there to be with me.
Yeah, have you seen Mr. Bean?
No, I haven't.
Mr. Bean, he sends himself Christmas cards.
I'm about two Christmases away from doing that, sending myself a Christmas card.
Yeah.
But this little Mexican summer mama over here in the red Cardinals hat, what he does on Friday night takes him away from any possible friendship with me. Because
that's right.
When are you going to reveal? Do you want to reveal the big reveal about what you are now doing on Friday? You are, I think he's a secret superhero.
Are you sure he could be doing the drag shows every Friday?
Philippius may very well be Superman.
Possible.
Or Batman.
I think he does drag shows on Friday.
Or Aquaman. Uh-uh. Oh, I know what. I know. Oh, I got it. I got it. What I got it right here. You are the new Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel?
Oh my God, you're the superhero.
You're the new
lady.
Miss Marvel. You're the new Miss Marvel. That's why you're out there cape crusading. That's why you can't be friends with me. Wait, you're out there saving the world. Saving the world, kissing babies, shaking hands.
What are you saving the world from? This world is very happy and healthy.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what world of euphoria you're in. I wish it was happy and healthy.
I'm in Mushroom Land.
Yes, you are.
This world is hot and full of hell.
Yeah, your land right now where you're at is a little smoky.
Yeah, I don't think a little smoky.
Yeah,
we
gave Anthony a little smoking
that non-siege stuff.
Smoking that snigger.
That skunk.
Corey.
What? We're doing a show.
Can I borrow your car?
Get put over with all that stuff.
Anthony, how you gonna ask me a question like that? We're in the middle of doing the show.
It's Felicia.
Felicia.
Friday.
Who the hell is Felicia? Anyway, back to Cliff. When are you gonna reveal to everybody what you do on Friday night?
I ain't revealing nothing.
He's not gonna tell anybody because Philippians is an enigma. This is what I envision you doing on Friday, because you tell me that you do something every Friday because you can't hang out with me, you can't do nothing, can't have no friends or nothing. But I'm gonna tell you what I have, since you won't give me any inclination as to what you are doing
none
on Friday, I have to draw my own conclusion.
And he can't draw.
And I can't draw. Because every time I try to go do arts and craft, I end up eating my glue. But I'm going to tell you what I come up with my own mind. This is what you're doing. You sitting at home with your feet dangling off the edge of your bed. Yep. Just surfing through your phone on every social media site. Just observing. Not interacting. Not liking. Not following. Not tweeting. Not retweeting. Not tweeting back. Not forwarding. Not responding, not just sitting there on your couch. Just holding you in your dark room.
So I went from my room with a little dangling feet to my couch dangling feet.
Oh, well, you have a couch in your room. Follow me. I have to make this make this up in my mind because you're giving me nothing.
You're false advertising.
I'm not false advertising. I'm painting a picture of your little Mexican self sitting there in your little Superman underoos, just wishing, just sitting there surfing through social media. Coming up with the, just thinking to yourself.
Nah, I'm sitting there butt naked.
Well, you're not. You're outside with a poncho by the fire and your beer.
The fire?
You're talking
no
about
fire
you
going to
drink
Arizona?
That worm soon. Yeah.
You just you sitting there by yourself, just thinking to yourself, ha, world, y'all all want to hang out with me right now, but you can't because I'm sitting here on my couch.
Relaxing.
Relaxing, chilling, even though
after,
you ain't
after
done
a long,
damn thing.
Hard, hot week.
Of not of oh, that's all you do. You get up, you go to work, you come out of your room, you go back in, you go to work, you come back home, you go back into your room.
Exactly.
And then on Friday you go back to your room.
And then you go and then Friday, I don't know what he's doing on Friday, but I just imagine he's sitting in his room, either on his couch or on his bed, just looking at all the social media stuff, all my posts saying, gosh, how I wish I had a friend. And he's just sitting there scrolling by, just fat boy has no friends.
Actually, it blocks you.
Oh,
so
that's even messed up.
Actually,
I can't see nothing.
See, that's just the nail in the coffin.
I can't see nothing.
See, I took psychology 101 and 102, so I'm just kind of in diagnosing this situation.
Yes. What is your diagnosis, Dr. Ant?
Oh my God! And
what is your smoky indulged diagnosis?
I think your fear of not having him as a friend and not being there comes from something from your childhood.
Please pontificate a little deeper. What fourth do you mean?
A little deeper.
A little deeper.
A little deeper. What do you mean that it's something from my childhood?
That stems from your insecurities.
Like he got knocked in the head with
his
big rock.
Friday. Like, he obviously doesn't tell you and it's making you feel insecure. And you are trying to get it out of him to feel included.
I'll take that down lip. Sorry about that. You know what? YouTube, you can kiss my ass. All right, Lip, go ahead. So what were you saying, Anthony?
Out of the blue.
Go ahead and bring that back up there, Lip. What were you saying, Anthony?
So, today, thank you. Thank you, too. Thank you very much for being here.
Smoking the reefer. And
I
smoking
see that there are problems within your relationship. And I see that he's bottom, obviously.
Oh, come
he's
on.
He's feeling insecure about you spending your Friday the way you want to. And being the alpha top, You're not going to have it. Sorry. I was, oh my God. So, and I feel that him not telling you is his way of securing his position of power over you. So you know what we're going to do to resolve this?
What are we going to do?
You need to tell us what you're doing, because I think our audience needs to know.
Nah, they can wait till next week, just like Corey's making them wait till next week.
Well, if we gonna keep blazing the way we do, we can wait a month. I don't even care. Okay, so
you're gonna choke yourself right now.
And unfortunately, I never graduated, so I can't give that final.
You high as hell, boy. Shut up. It's people looking, listening, and saying, "What the hell just happened in the last 2 minutes of the show?"
I'm sorry.
I just wanted to do. I was waiting for all day. When I got here and saw that your ass was in the back next to security Rufus and somebody else's intern, and I'm like, "Oh, look, it's cloudy over Studio G." No, it's Anthony out of the parking lot. Spark. I ain't mad at you. All right.
Oh, and there's no cameras that point in that area. I scoped it out.
None that you know. All right. When we get back, Ashley Madison, I don't know if you've heard about this story, but AshleyMadison.com is blowing up some spots, but the hackers may or may not have ruined it for themselves. And then also, Lip, I'm going to need you to do a little research for me online, because there's something that I want to try to become.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know. We'll find out on the other side of this break. You're watching and listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on Fat Guy Radio Show.com. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Do you like it raw? Maybe a little nasty or a lot nasty. This is your boy, Corey Blaze. We throw the radio rulebook out the window with a new monthly premium show, Afterburn. Here's what you can expect, minus all the censors.
You motherfuckers came up with this idea. This is
all my idea.
Yeah, this was. And you guys are going to do the whole show by yourself. Here, let's spray some of this. Get everybody.
Well, I talk on the last show, so.
Yeah, it smells like. Somebody actually gifted this to me. Who the gives air freshener?
He stinks. Sandalwood. Doesn't like this.
Don't spray it again or we will be smoked out of here.
I like this. Can I have it? I'll use it in my car. My car smells like sandalwood all day.
That's what sandalwood to me smells like, a brand new pair of sandals.
Oh, Jesus.
Isn't it horrible?
It smells like old black like man.
That's old, why I old black
That's probably why I like it so
you
much.
You got old in the bottom.
Hear it all, uncensored. Get Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. We take the restraints off and our pants down. For $3.99 an episode, you get us raw, uncensored, and uncut. fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. 18 and over, please. fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Another great way to support this show. And don't worry, the weekly show will always be free. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn. Get it if you dare.
Part of the BDB Radio Network. Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Oh boy. What happened?
Hey!
I had the wrong page open.
Lip.
I think I got smoky in my eyes.
You got a little smoky. Anthony, you're supposed to keep that to yourself and the other 14 people.
Well, every time I talk, smoke just comes out.
Yeah, we are all contact hot. That Taco Bell probably tasted really good, but we can't taste it because Anthony is permeating the room.
And the whole thing is, that's what I... And the whole thing is...
What?
If I have the munchies and I spit it out, that's awful. Everything tastes good.
That's because you spit it out because it wasn't Fritos or tacos from Jack in the Box. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Whoa. I'm just going to tell you like it is, folks. If you're vaping anything else, you're not vaping. If you're vaping anything else other than Halo Cigs, you don't deserve to call yourself a vapor. Lawyer, that's a detail line. If he was here, he would have said it. You're perpetrating. I'm telling you, I'm contact high too. You're perpetrating a vapor. You're not a real one. Real vapors vape with American-made e-liquids in a Triton tank or a G6 system, and they get it on FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo6. This vape life ain't easy. Trust me, I know. But we make it easy. And you want to know what the difference is between your knockoff wannabe vape stick? Is that when I vape with my Halo Cigs, I look good, baby. Damn, what you talking about? Become a real vapor at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. This off the Twitter at, I don't even know, there's a lot of numbers and digits there. He says he's high right now, too.
We did, yay!
Yeah!
We love and appreciate you and your support.
We got the listeners. You got the listeners, the fat Facebook followers tweeting, too.
That's my word. That's my gospel, to have everybody smoke.
Have everybody smoke. Yeah, he is, I'm not going to say.
Blow out the gospel.
Something, Hattie 13 something. Anyway, yeah, they're smoking. Thank you for tweeting. And
thank you for smoking.
I wonder how long. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? That's true, folks. Get high when you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Is that more funny?
All right. Ashley Ashley Madison. Are you guys familiar with this website?
Yeah, I've heard of it. People go to be perverts and cheat.
Yes. Ashley Madison is literally, it's like a high-end website for people that want to have extramarital affairs, but wants to do it on the low, low, low. Well, hackers went in and got what they said were millions of pieces of data from Ashley Madison and basically reached out to Ashley Madison and the people who own the site and said, hey, take this site down or we're going to expose millions of your users.
Oh, wow.
That was the threat. Ashley Madison clearly didn't say anything. So today, 23 hours ago, the hackers released the information.
Who did they? Oh, it had to have been somebody famous.
It was lots of government officials.
Ooh.
And one in particular whose family has been in the news a lot lately.
The Trump?
John Duggar of the Duggars.
Ooh.
Which makes that so interesting is that the Duggars are known for their spiritual purity and sanctification of marriage. And yes. John Duggar had an account on Ashley Madison.
I wonder what his wife is saying now.
I have no clue.
I don't think he has a wife anymore.
You would think so. So he came out and he says, I've been living a lie. Oh, well, the secret's out, bruh. Of course you've been living a lie. Your brother, you're also, the Duggar family was ripped off of the TLC channel because of the kid touching thingy.
I
don't
know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I can care less.
You know what, Liv? You're a better person for not knowing. Trust me. I only know this because I'm on the radio. But in real life, I wouldn't care about this damn story either. Honestly, wouldn't care. I can give two S's about the Duggars. But it ties into the Ashley Madison thing where The whole purpose behind AshleyMadison.com
is to get your freak on.
Is to go out and get your freak on and get set up with other people that want to have extramarital affairs.
Yeah, they like married guys on there a lot.
So it was hacked and they released the information, but it's not snowballed into a big thing yet because the hackers...
It's too hot to snowball into a big thing.
Almost. The hackers released so much information, it's so jumbled, it's hard to decipher what's what.
Mm. So the hackers, I'm not understanding that.
So the data that they pulled from AshleyMadison.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dumb down a little bit more.
Yeah, dumb it.
I understand. I'm sorry. I'm a techie kid. I'm a techie guy. So Ashley Madison, the hackers went in, got all the information about they got, of course, the names. I have the list here. It has the names that were, it had their names. Juicy. It had their credit card information. This is all data. Okay. Full names, passwords, street addresses, credit card information, and an extensive amount of internal data. Basically how Ashley Madison
works and screens.
Works.
So how do they know that is their exact account? Someone else didn't create that or?
Well, that's true. And that's what one blogger is saying, that how do we know this is actual real data from the hackers? because they did such a large information dump. It's an extensive amount of data where no one can really go in and break it out. Basically, in layman's terms, they went and robbed the Walmart, threw everything into a cart, and then just dumped the cart in the parking lot, and then told you that all of Walmart's good stuff is right there. So to a layman person, you'd walk up and you pretty much just see a pile of crappy groceries. Okay. You wouldn't see Walmart's secrets in the parking lot. You'd see a stack of groceries. Yeah. That's pretty much how the hackers rolled this out.
It can go into like really high frauds, possibly.
It could, but
so many different things can come out of it.
But no one can decipher this because it's so much information. No one can break it down. Or is that no one wants to even take the time to break it down? Millions of information. No one wants to go there and what the hackers should have done is scanned through that information, found all the big names, the ones that were going to make waves, and release those. No one cares about the millionaire that lives in the North Hamptons that makes his money by a third party of a third party business.
It's not a big enough name to destroy the company.
Right. But those names are all bumbled up with all the big names.
Okay.
So it kind of lost its fervency. It kind of lost its whole steam. That's why nobody's saying, oh, we found this, we found this, we found this, because like the Walmart groceries in the middle of the parking lot, no one wants to get into it because it's a mess.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'll break it down.
I do get it now.
Yeah. So you have a rubber band ball, and all the rubber bands on the outside are yellow. But they tell you that there's a secret red rubber band in the middle. Are you going to make the effort to go through all those rubber bands on the outside to get to the secret one? No.
Take an axe to it.
Right. So you would want to, but the bloggers and people are not even looking for it. They're not even going out looking
for it. Ashley Madison is saved.
In a way, their information is shared. Their credit card information is there. And I'm sure somebody at some point, they were able to determine one thing.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to determine, or a few things, I'm sorry. They were able to determine users' height, weight, and GPS coordinates.
Oh, that's scary.
And they also were able to determine that men outnumbered women 5-1. But that's the most information that has been released. So I can imagine that somebody is back there right now surfing through all of this, trying to figure it out.
Trying to get some exposure money.
But if they would have given it, if they would have rolled it out a little cleaner, I think it would have had a better effect.
Oh, yeah. I wish they would have, because I would like to know all that stuff.
They're probably very mature about it.
Probably so, but it's like they kind of like lost it. The hackers kind of lost on this, because if nobody's willing to go through and dig through the data, the data means nothing.
No, it's just people are going to forget about it. It's going to blow over. No governors or high officials are going to get in trouble.
Nobody's going to take the time.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to take the time. But if you want to have an extramarital affair, the only way to welcome Lady K. It's all right.
Go on Craigslist if you want to.
Well, yeah, you can go on Craigslist. Yeah, you can go on Craigslist, but you can also get married. And Lip, I want you to Google for me, if you will, how to become an ordained minister.
Wait, online. What? Why?
I want to become an ordained minister because I want to marry people.
Oh, you're so soft and sweet.
I am. I'm pokey too, or squishy, whatever the word is. I want to become an ordained minister, and I hear it's really easy. Like $50
in Arizona?
Arizona.
Only $50?
I don't know. That's why Lip is going to Google it over there, because I want to become an ordained minister, because I want to be able to come out and I can talk.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I know how to remember things. Somewhat.
And he's getting churchy right now. You hear it?
No.
It's becoming to come out.
Becoming an ordained minister has nothing to be with churchy. You can go out and marry people in gardens and in back of trash cans. You just have to be ordained.
I'll be there for the trash can wedding. I want to be there.
You have to be ordained in whatever state to legally marry somebody. And here's the thing. I'm serious about this. I want to become an ordained. I know it's funny.
It's interesting career alternative.
No, it's not a career. It'll just be something that I do on the side. Slap me $50 and I'll come out and marry you. But here's the thing. I want to do same-sex marriages since they're now legal in the state of Arizona.
Really?
Yeah, why not? I'd officiate a same-sex marriage. I want to see two people throw their lives away in each other.
Yeah, what? No. I don't, no? Don't marry nobody.
I wanted to go out and do people's marriages.
Nobody should. Married should be outlawed.
I know. Me and you both feel the same way about marriage, but that doesn't mean that I can sit there and make a cool $50 on the side. Hey, you can have internet radio celebrity Corey Blaze officiate your wedding.
And then you want to
wouldn't do that?
Oh, a lot of people would, because everybody wants to be on something.
Everybody wants to say, hey, I had that fat radio guy come out to my wedding. Who wouldn't want that? That'd be awesome. You don't think it's a good idea?
No, I don't want to invite that fat guy to the wedding because there's only a limited amount of cake.
There's only so much cake for me. See, off the Twitter, Corey, you could marry me. Does that like marry them? I don't know what you mean by that, sweetie.
I don't know. You can. It sounds like she's proposing to you.
Katie, do you want me to marry you or do you want me to officiate your marriage?
It sounds like she's hitting Twitter on you.
She might be.
Yeah, I totally heard it in the way you said it.
Oh, well, I don't think I'll marry you because Anthony and
there's
I
too
have
much reading for me.
Lip, come on. Aww. You don't know how to just find how much it costs to become an ordained minister. To marry people in the state of Arizona?
I would say $90.
You think $90?
Yes.
$90. Right. Anthony, Google it if you can.
How to be.
Lady K says I can marry her too.
Ordained minister.
Lady K, you'd probably be first out of anyone else.
Hot.
Only because I want to live anywhere else but California.
Horrible.
I really love this live tweet thing. You guys are killing me. Not hot, Arizona. Hot, horrible Arizona. Now I got to hit the gap in the grow. Yes. I think it would be fun. Lip, what do you think? You think I would be able to pull off an ordained minister and go out and marry people?
Probably.
I think it would be fun.
I think it's something for you that you would like.
I didn't say you should sign up too. I said it should just be me. I would love to become a ordained minister for the purposes. I'm not opening up a church. Okay. I'm not starting a ministry. I'm not starting any of that. I'm not going out. I'm not trying to pull people to the baby Jesus or the baby Buddha or the Allah or the Hindu Dandu Hindu or the Nintendo Wando. I'm not trying to do all of that. All I want to do is just marry you to somebody else. I want to stand up in front of the church and I was saying, I now pronounce you man and man. I now pronounce you wife and wife. I now pronounce you goat and wife. Whatever it is, you may now kiss, lick, suck, pinch, poke. You owe me a coke.
I now pronounce you miserable and unhappy.
I now pronounce you miserable and your life is
only
over.
I'm only in this if you're able to do one cool thing out of it.
Lady K is an ordained minister. Is that what you're telling me, Lady K? I don't know what you're. I don't. I'm not getting it. I'm sorry. You what? Say it again, Anthony.
There'd be one way that I would totally support this.
What would be the one way that you would get behind me, Corey Blaze, becoming an ordained minister?
Yeah. I had to do it for you. I saw it in your eyes.
You knew I was going
you
for it.
You and Sinead O'Connor have to marry off people together.
Me and Sinead O'Connor?
Yes.
What?
It'll be fun.
There's no way.
She totally looks like she smokes out. Like, she'll be fun hanging out.
That has nothing to do with me, because then everybody would be like, they'll be like, oh, Sinead O'Connor and that other guy came and married me. I want it to be.
No, you're my alibi to hang out with her.
Oh, okay. You're just using me as your proxy.
Yes.
No, I want people to say it was Fat Guy Radio Show host Corey Blaze that married us.
Who is so awesome because he has Sinead O'Connor.
No, say. I don't want to share the spotlight with
Sinead. And she can sing for us. No, we're trying to get a free concert.
Just reach out to Sinead O'Connor and do it on your own. Don't pipe in on my pipe dream for your purposes of pleasure.
I want to divorce them off.
Hold on. Don't pipe in on my pipe dream for your purposes of pleasure.
All I hear is
that was pretty damn good. I'm going to get
prices.
I'm going to get myself. Oops. One of those. I think it would be interesting. All right, Lip. Anything?
I can't.
I said prices.
What are prices?
Nobody listens to me.
No, because it doesn't make any sense.
Prices. There's $139.99.
$139.99, and this is all a lot. Oh, now yep. we're getting it to everybody.
Package from below to continue.
Okay.
And
all
this
right.
one you do perform weddings ministry counseling honorary doctor divinity diploma certified Christian counselor certificate.
No, we don't care about that. We don't need
the $79.99 one.
We don't need it to be. Just,
and then the $49.99 one, and they're all free shipping. Isn't that wonderful?
So it's all free shipping.
Yes.
What the? Okay.
Because you're spending a fortune.
Of course, because it's probably really expensive.
No, it's not. It's you just get paper, you use a little bit of ink, and boom, you slap a sticker on it.
I want to.
No, $50 is
so
the
how
cheapest.
Much? What is the cheapest one?
$50, $49.99 with the free shipping.
Okay.
It's ministry and weddings ordination.
Okay.
Certificate of ordination. Letter of good standing with official church seal.
I don't want it. I don't want it tied into any.
What minister's license card? Okay. Free shipping with tracking. Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Which means they ship it to you and has free tracking, so you can go online.
So I can go online and say, okay, my license is going to be here, and don't get married yet. My license is. Do I get free shipping with Amazon Prime?
No. Amazon Prime don't have that stuff.
Lip. So should I go for it? It's
$159. $139.99 if you want to do a full list.
I don't want to do a full list. I just want to be able to say I can legally marry people in Arizona.
Yeah. Wait. No, $79.99 you get to perform weddings.
$79.99. $80. Change back on an $80 bill and I can do weddings.
Remember I said $90?
$90?
Yeah, remember when we said
which one is it? Toki?
Go to $80. I'll do that because you can perform weddings.
Toki.
Trying to get him to find out one detail on anything today is not working.
For what?
I don't know, but I find it entertaining. All right, I'm going to become an ordained minister. I want to look more into it. Don't let me forget about it, please, because I think it would be fun to just go traipsing. Now, here's the thing. I have a rule. I will only marry people in the fall, winter, and spring. If you have a summer wedding, you asked out. I ain't coming out to your summer. I don't even care if it's inside because I bust a sweat just walking from the car to inside. I'm coming, and you can't tell me what to wear. I'm wearing whatever the hell I want.
No, oh, my God. You're going to be wearing that gold suit again.
I'm going to be wearing my gold zoot suit. All right, folks, we're going to take a step back right here. On the other side of this break, hey, Anthony.
What?
How much money do you think you can make mailing potatoes? Don't answer that. That was a radio tease, Smokey. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Becker Radio Show.
You can smoke out of a potato.
No, you never seem so tense, love. I never seen you fall so hard. Do you know where you are? All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by audibletrial.com/FGRS. Is at audibletrial.com/FGRS. FGRS is where I get all my audiobooks. Ryan Scott of Full Court Press Radio is the king of audiobooks, but I'm working my way up. So join me and Ryan and millions of other people by subscribing and downloading audiobooks from audibletrial.com/FGRS. Most podcast listeners are used to having stories told to them. Now you can hear your favorite book or discover a new book, and you do it at audibletrial.com/FGRS. And if you don't think Audible will work for you, try it for free for 30 days, and that includes an audiobook download. If you don't like it, walk away and owe nothing. But I promise you'll stick with it because it's a damn good, easy way to read. Audibletrial.com/FGRS. Go there now. Audibletrial.com/FGRS is where it's at. All right. Hell, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Whoa. So I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Anthony Frusto.
I'm Anthony.
And yes, you are. All right. Toki.
Oh, I can imagine.
What can you imagine, rolling papers?
Oh. Sinead will be like,
oh no, she will. You're back on the show.
I never pronounced man and wife. See, that'd be awesome.
That's what you were rehearsing during the break.
No, actually, no.
You were over in the corner, like, I don't think, how can I do Sinead O'Connor? How can I do,
I fired my writer.
How can I do Sinead O'Connor?
Yeah.
Hey, Anthony, have you ever mailed a potato?
No, I have not. I've mailed my own children.
Have you ever shot a potato.
I have not done.
That's fun.
Can we do that on a show one day?
Yes, you can. Yay.
So I was at my boss's house last week, right?
No.
He pulls out this big potato gun. It's like a 5 feet gun. Tall.
I didn't freeze up on you, Lady K. It was funny. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lip. What were you saying?
He pulls out a like 5 foot potato gun and he used compressed air to shoot it. I think he pumped it up to like 80 pounds.
No. What?
That thing is going to go flying.
That is going to hurt.
And he has the the potato gun where you have to like, it has like the edges like sharpened so the potato fits in there nice and snug.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And he just like shot it straight up in there. It's like, ooh. 200 feet in the air, went, came back down and just splattered.
So when he shot it off, it was just like,
man.
Jeez, Lip Hat, that turned up real nice. It was very perfect for the effect. Well, if you were to mail potatoes.
I'd rather shoot them.
And, well, if you were to mail potatoes and your name happened to be Alex Craig and you lived in Texas. And you attended the University of North Texas, you'd be making $10,000 a month mailing potatoes. Ooh. Check this out.
What?
This is from CNBC.
Are these special potatoes?
CNBC. CNBC says, the next time you have to mail a birthday card, party invitation, or thank you note, why not send a potato instead? Yes. A potato. Last May, University of North Texas alum Alex Craig launched Potato Parcel, a website that will ship an inscribed russet potato to your friend or enemies anonymously. While the concept may seem strange, the revenue speaks otherwise. The 24-year-old has averaged $10,000 per month in sales since the business launched in May of 2015. He has sold more than 3,000 potatoes in just 4 months. Surprisingly, Craig is not the only business that caters to tater mailing he's not the first. Mail-a-Spud, which is another company that launched in 2014, doesn't waste time with envelopes or boxes like its competitor. I guess that's what the other guy does. Potato Parcel.
Yeah,
is that the company will ship your potato with the address and stamp right on the skin of the potato. Potato Parcel.
Who wants just a potato? The carving sounds good. But
it's not even a carving. I watched the video of this because I have no life. He takes the potato with a magic marker and he writes on it. He sticks it in an envelope and he mails it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all. Making 10 G's a month.
That's all. And the potatoes are $9.99 and you can get a bigger potato. There's some potatoes. He had one potato picture. He says, hey, the potato he wrote on there, congratulations on the baby. Here's a potato. See, that made you giggle. And it's not because of the medicated status that you're in right now. It's because it was funny.
Yeah, it was.
Smoking the reefer. Back to Bob Marley.
I would have giggled and fried that thing up.
So you can make some French fries.
Or some chips.
Or some chips out of
it. Potato chips.
Or you can slice them real thin, dye them red, and throw them in one of those grillers we had at the opening of the show.
Those would probably taste better than those.
Yeah, that thing.
But the dude's making 10 G's on mailing potatoes.
How much do you think I can make by shooting them at people?
You can probably make, I would say, 10 to 15 years.
I'm going
to
say.
Somebody is going to get your ass on attempted murder.
I'm going to send golden potatoes for $14.99.
They go up to $14.99.
Yeah, that's gold.
To mail a potato. A potato.
Can we do? I have a business.
What is your business idea?
We can grab little goldfishes and draw an unhappy face. And send them to people.
Why don't we just turn the fish upside down? It automatically has an unhappy face when that happens. Am I right? Am I right, ladies? Am I right? Am I right?
Dun, 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 dun.
I couldn't get to it quick enough. I'm sorry. Am I right, ladies? Am I right?
Yeah. Right? Oh, the audience agrees.
Yeah, they do. Am I right, ladies? Am I right? But who would have thought that that's an idea? You know what? I say hats off to the bruh.
There's a lot of things we can be saying.
How?
I'm sure we can make $10,000 a month by doing something like a radio show.
I would hope that we would make $10,000 a month doing a radio show, because then that's all I would have to do, and I wouldn't have to go to that place that I'm not allowed to talk about because I'll get fired. But that place is telling me, hey, we want your opinion, but we're going to force it out of you, but don't worry about it because it's not mandatory, but you have to do it.
Ooh, we can send out Philippius for $5,000 a night.
Don't worry, Lip. I got this one.
Oh, oh,
you tried stems and seeds, but it didn't work.
So you gotta move up to the next step.
Potato parcel. I never would have thought that this would ever be a business, but you know what? It's ingenious. You can't knock the guy for coming up with something
new.
That's
a lot of money to be made. That's $120,000 a year
for mailing potatoes.
And is that all tax free?
No, I doubt it. If it's tax free, it's a small business. He's got to pay taxes on it, I would imagine. But come up with an idea of just,
I know food is not taxable.
Not necessarily, but he's got to pay taxes on the business, on the revenue. Because out of the $9.99, Lip, and that's a good point that you bring up, out of the $9.99, the cost of the potato is probably $1 to maybe $2. I would imagine that his profit margin is probably upwards to 40 to 50, maybe even 65% for the cost of the potato. And the shipping
of potatoes are pretty inexpensive. You buy in bulk potatoes.
Shipping a potato?
You got potato, you got envelope, you got Sharpies.
Yeah, you got potato, you got
shipping or however you want
to. Envelopes, potatoes, the Sharpies, the stamps. But if he has that stamps.com machine, then the postage is going to be less because he has that. And he's shipping in bulk. So that's saving him money as well. I think he could be turning probably a profit of $4 to $5 per potato.
Yeah, and if we do the $9.99, he's selling 1,001 potatoes a month.
Probably so. That's a lot of potatoes. Yeah. That is an extreme amount of potatoes. But I don't know. It's a good idea. I hats off to the brother. 24 years old and you pulling in $120,000 a year.
He's going to need you to marry him off.
And good throwback. And he did his whole interview. His whole interview with the news. Wearing sunglasses and overalls, and that's
he country.
No, he's not. He's from Texas, but he is the whitest of whitest boys, and he's toned his balls. All right, so on the other side of this break, Anthony had a story that he tried to bring up to me in the park, in the car when we were out getting the Taco Bell. I'm gonna give him an opportunity to try to tell it when we get back, but there's a good chance it ain't gonna happen. But I'm going to have fun making fun of him while he tries to do it.
Oh, God.
You're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll see you on the other side of this break.
BDB Radio Network presents a show for the independent musician, U-Star Music, our first ever all indie music radio show and podcast. Get in on this electrifying movement. Upload your track for free. This all new premiere show is for the independent musician. Introducing U-Star Music at ustarmusic.com, where you're the star. No more begging radio execs to play your tracks. U-Star Music puts your music into an airplay broadcast format that all musicians dream of having. U-Star Music welcomes rock bands, solo artists, duets. Only requirement, you can't be signed to a label. Learn more at ustarmusic.com. Don't just put your music out there. Get your music in the format music was intended to be in. Radio. U-Star Music, part of the BDB Radio Network. Accepting tracks now. Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/survey to let your voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential, and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at fatguyradioshow.com/survey. That's fatguyradioshow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/survey today.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Lady K's gonna start melting onions.
Hey, that's actually a good idea.
Why not? Hey, we can call it cry mail.
For people who need a.
So people who need
smack
to.
Smack in their face.
People who need to. Lady K's onion cry mail. Coming soon to the BDB Radio.
I would buy one.
I'll promote it.
I would cry on camera. I'm a good crier, Lady K. Hire me as one of your criers.
I'm in. Ooh. I'm in.
I would like
I'm
in. To see that.
I'm just asking for $5. I'm
totally $5.
$5.
Why you gotta dip all the way into her profits? It's an onion. How much you think she's gonna make on an onion?
No, just a one annual $5.
But you know what's really important though? Ogres have onion. Ogres have. Damn it! I screwed it
up.
I am an ogre.
Ogres have layers. Ah, oh, damn. Well, even more important, other than that horrible joke, lids.com.
That's
Lids,
what I'm wearing.
Lids hats and apparel, also known as Hat World and Locker Room by Lids. Stay stylish like old Philippius over there. Model your hat lid while I go through this. A wide selection of hats with styles that will appeal to everyone. Shop now at fatguyradioshow.com/lids, where you can get hats just like Philippians. Philippians, faith that bed down. We're going to do it right. Lids at lids.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you could be wearing the same hat that Philippians of Fat Guy Radio Show is wearing now. He is wearing the Cardinals reflective hat on his head, and that's just to cover up the fact he didn't comb his hair. And you can have that same hat through Fat Guy. A cheesy ass smile. You can have that same hat by going to fatguyradioshow.com/Liz. Look as good as Philippius does on the show because he didn't comb his hair. fatguyradioshow.com/Liz. All right, yeah, folks. Go over to lids.com. Get your hats and apparel. All right. Yes, we're all going to work for Lady K. LadyK'sCryMail.com.
Yes.
Book, find it. Buy the domain. Let's do it. Cryogram. It's called the Cryogram Wagon.
Cryogram?
That's awesome. Cryogram Wagon. It's the Cryogram Wagon. Are you buying it right now?
No.
Yeah, go buy the domain, thecryogramwagon.com.
Why do I have to buy it?
Well, because I thought you were going to buy it for Lady K. That's what you wanted to do.
I don't like credit cards or anything. It's attached to the government, and I believe we're all under surveillance for that. So
I'm
going to
throw off your break music here. Play that. All right. It is the... It's the Lady K Cryogram Wagon. When you want to send one of your friends a message that just makes them tear up, don't worry about trying to get you a card that touches their heartstrings. No, what you want to do is you want to go on over to cryogramwagon.com, where Lady K will mail your friend or enemy an onion. Why would you want an onion in the mail? When I go to the onion, here's a live testimony to tell you about the success about their use of the Cryogram Wagon by Lady K.
I had a Cryogram Wagon by Lady K, and I decided to send my wife's girlfriend an onion. I sent her over to her. She started crying like there wasn't no problem whatsoever. Cryogram Wagon by Lady K. You can be a cryogram too. Everybody's crying all on the eastern seaboard from Maine all the way down to Florida. You can be crying. Get your cryogram wagon right now at cryogramwagon.com. And when you go, make sure you tell them that Lady K, she's going to send you an onion.
Oh, man. I was trying not to laugh the whole time.
Why not? That was it.
I was just so, like, intrigued by it.
I know. It was a cryogram wagon, and I lip. I used a Spotify account to pull that bed up. I'm sorry. Yeah, there you go, Lady Cake. All right, so Anthony.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, buddy?
Oh, great. He's high.
Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Yep. I'm so glad to be here today.
He doesn't even know that the show has started, does he? Anthony?
The show started, you know, about an hour and a half ago.
Oh, we got onions.
I thought we were just...
This is just rehearsal.
Rehearsal.
You just thought this was rehearsal.
This microphone is sleeping on me.
It's well, fix it. You're the freaking
I'm trying
producer.
Every time someone hits the table... Because they're crying because they got onion in their face.
Where'd they get that onion from?
Oh, Ms. Lady K over there.
Lip, you got to give me a little bit more. I couldn't get to it. Wait. So what's happening to you? Damn it. What's happening to your microphone over there, Lip?
My microphone falling asleep over here.
Why is it? It's because you got your cryogram onion from Cryogram Wagon. Cryogramwagon.com for Lady K. She's going to mail you an onion. She's going to mail you. Get that onion, I swear. I threw a little Pico's train from Dukes of Hazzard. Oh, and your onion comes with the Confederate flag wrapped around it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Cryo Game Wagon. From Lady K, she's going to send you one of them onions. It's going to be a sweet onion. And if you're real special for Christmas, we's going to send you a red onion. Cryogram Wagon at the Fat Guy Radio Show.
Oh my God.
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. So, Anthony.
Too much fun with that one.
That was too. I love that bed. I'm sorry. I should have.
I like
that.
Billy's.
Cryogram.
Dang it out.
All right, Lady K, congratulations. You just got the show title. All right, Anthony, what was the story that you were going to try to tell? We've got 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's it.
So, anyways,
I'm choking on an onion. So
where'd you get that onion from? Where'd you get that onion from?
I got that onion from Miss Lady K.
Oh, you went to the cryogramwagon.com where you can get yourself a Lady K customized onion. She gonna mail you an onion right to the mess. Gonna come right to your door. Now, don't let the dogs get it, because dogs gonna eat that cryogram wagon up. It's gonna eat up your onion if you let that dog get to it. My dog ate up my cryogram wagon. I tell you, I said I have to get back on the cryogramwagon.com. And you know what happened is I had to get right back to it, and I had to switch over to the Ustream because I was just so caught up in the whole thing. So the producer told me to switch over to the Ustream so Lady K can see me doing the cryogramwagon.com. Don't let the dogs get to it. Dogs like onions. The dogs like onions on cryogramwagon.com.
Now you got onion bread.
Oh, I'm talking about that.
May cause onion bread and anal leakage. Oh. I'm sorry. All right,
does it
Anthony.
Make your finger smell?
No. Oh. What do you mean it makes your finger smell? What makes your finger smell?
Well, that kind of goes into what I was going to talk about.
Oh, well, now the show is over because I did the whole bit. Hey, save it for. Can you save it for Afterburn?
Yes.
Okay, so Afterburn.
I was too scared to even kind of say it.
Okay,
on here.
All right, so you can do it on Afterburn. And I'm going to make this quick note, Lip, before we get out of here. Yes, folks, Afterburn was free. We are charging $3.99 for Afterburn. Before you send the emails, I'm going to tell you now, Fat Guy Radio Show's Thursday shows will always be free, will always be on your iTunes feed. We're never going to charge you for what you hear right now. What Afterburn is in the past, we've given it to you for free. We've leaked it out. Well, we have worked with our subsidiary company, Podbean, to offer them for $3.99 an episode. So you go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. It's going to pop up, ask you for a username and password. If you don't have that, click cancel and then click on the buy now. It's $3.99. You can use your PayPal account. You can use your Visa and MasterCard. We're not offering a subscription right now, because we're working on the subscription aspect of that specialty premium show to be available on iTunes.
Wow.
So we're working on that in the background. But again, I've been crying for the last 3 weeks about how I want to be here with you every day.
Too much onions. Yeah.
I had a little bit. Lip, I can't get to it. Why are you trying to do it to me? I've been crying about how I want to be here, and this is one of the steps we have to be able to monetize this show. And this is another thing. When we first started off, Lip, you can attest to this, that when we first started this show, we had a donate button, and we were just asking people just to give, you know, just to donate to us with nothing in return but a show. Well, now you get this show, fatguyradioshow.com. You'll always get this show free. The weekly Thursday shows will always be free to you.
Which is great.
Which is good. That will always, we will never, ever charge you for this show. Never in history will you have to pay to download Fat Guy Radio Show. Afterburn is a once a month premium show where we don't run any commercials. We don't have any sponsors because it's all for you. You pay for it. It's like Netflix. It's Fat Guy Radio Show Netflix. There's no commercials.
Uncensored.
Uncensored.
Completely uncensored.
Unrehearsed. We let Anthony out of his bag. He holds back for the show.
Yes, I do.
He holds back big time for the show. But on Afterburn, we really let go. So please support us by downloading an episode. We'll tell you, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram. We'll let you know when there is a new Afterburn. We are working on being able to get the video aspect portion. We're working with Vimeo right now so that can come out. That will be, we have to charge for that too. We have to monetize
for the Afterburn?
For Afterburn.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
The video replay, because then the video replay, I can't tell you some of the ideas that Anthony has behind the scenes that he wants to bring to Afterburn, but I can tell you this, we have to charge you for it, because if not, we're all going to jail.
Welcome to my
But fatguyradioshow.com/Afterburn is where it is. Now, one quick thing about your story.
Yes.
One quick thing. What does it have to deal with? Just give us a quick 3-word synopsis.
Finger smelling good.
Oh, God. It's finger licking good, like onions. You get onions. No, I'm kidding. All right, folks. Today's show was brought to you by the Amazon Launchpad. Discover cutting edge, unexpected, and fresh new products from today's brightest startups. Click the special banner on our website or search Launchpad through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. We welcome you to interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We rely on your word of mouth for everything, folks. Please tell everyone you encounter about Fat Guy Radio Show. Our goal for 2015 is 5,000 downloads per show. We can do it. For our executive producer, Philippius, and Anthony Frosto, I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye!
Auf Wiedersehen.
Onions!
Before you go, there's one thing you must know. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. I now pronounce you fully informed. Good night.